Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday, the 31st of March, another month in the books. And you know what that means. We're coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School in Channel Heights. Hey, listen, I love doing Friday cigars with Cave Show Sports Talk Radio. And when I tell you, we've got a lot of stuff to get into today. I mean, we've really got a lot of stuff to get into today. The Suns clinched a tie for the best record in franchise history. We have some sounds from last night's game. We will definitely be going and getting into that. Monty, CP3, with the media last night. The Rams, they just keep retooling. They just keep finding a way. I find it amazing that everyone cries salary cap. But winning teams find a way all the time. We'll get into that as well. Defensive player of the year in the NBA. I guarantee you they're looking for ways already looking for ways to screw Mikal Bridges. I'm telling you right now, they're looking for ways and reasons. I will get into that. I have a huge I told you so about all the stuff that's happening in New York. A huge I told you so. LeBron is supposed to come back Friday. AD will be a game time decision Friday. Whatever. And Bruce Arians created a big news flash yesterday. So those are all the things we'll get into. It. Oh, yeah. Give you my thoughts on the slap heard around the world. So we'll do all that momentarily. Right here on the Cave Show PLR, brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located 4991 South Alma School. Get on down here and let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off your cigar purchase. You also can become a club member. Get you access to the members' lounge. Everything you need is back there. You have a locker that backs up to a humidor. Don't worry about your sticks going bad. Refrigerator, microwave, everything to make you feel like you're at home. A bunch of great TVs back there for you to sit, watch, and relax. Perfect. Now, if you don't want to be a member, there's no issues. Still plenty of great places to sit, watch TVs, relax. They do serve beer and wine. So you can have your adult beverage while you're enjoying your stay. And you'll, of course, get your stay from the great selection they have in their humidor. Now, if you can't make it down here, no worries. Just go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com. Order early enough in the day, and your sticks will ship the exact same day. All that happens right here at Maduro's Cloud Cigar and Tobacco. Again, let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. So let's kick this off with some football news. Like I said, the rich just get richer. And I keep finding it amazing that everyone has the same cap, but some teams find a way to make it work. The Rams just signed Bobby Wagner, who was waived, let go, kicked out, put out, told to go package by the Seattle Seahawks. And they were able to sign him on a deal reportedly up to $50 million on a team, excuse me, that paid their best defender paid their best cornerback, paid their quarterback, in the middle of last season, brought in more defensive help, brought in OBJ. How is it that they can keep making cap friendly moves? Bobby Wagner has incentives that can pay him up to $65 million, but he's going to get his $50 million. I find this amazing. He's joining Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. It's amazing, especially when your favorite team, the Bears, can't do anything because of their salary cap. They have nothing. They made no splash. The Cardinals, nothing. Made no splash. I'm going to set aside the next couple minutes to tell you every huge signing the Bears and the Cardinals made. So here goes that. Here goes me talking about the Bears and the Cardinals and their huge signings that they made. Here you go. Didn't take me 5 minutes. This is almost turning into Division I college recruiting. We're almost at that point where the Rams are Alabama. The Chiefs are Georgia. All the good teams are somebody. It's just continuing to happen. And the teams that do nothing are staying doing nothing. The Broncos, I guess they're LSU or Ohio State. They go on and get a top quarterback. The Cleveland Browns, I guess they're Clemson. They go out and get a quarterback. And then you have those teams that do nothing, that stand pat. That's why the Cardinals are K-State, Washington State, Washington. They do nothing. They just stay where they are. That means my beloved Bears, they're Northwestern. Every now and then they get good enough just to tease you, only to let you know they're not real serious about competing. It's disheartening. It's heartbreaking. But congratulations, Bobby Wagner and the Rams. They found a way to make it work. You know, I think it was a week or two ago, we were on air, and we had Mike Caratino on, Believe in Pac-12 Basketball, and I said, watch the Rams sign him. And what happened? The Rams signed him. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Rumors had it. He also had Baltimore in mind. Again, another good team. I think more is said about who's not signing free agents this offseason than who is signing free agents this offseason. I think that speaks louder, speaks more volume. But what can we say? In other football news, Bruce Arians has stepped down to step up. He is no longer the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That job will be held now by Todd Bowles. And, of course, the rumor started immediately that Tom forced him out. Was it I'll come back if he's not back? You know, I think more than one thing can be true at once. I don't know if Tom loved Bruce, but he loved the opportunity to play there. I don't know if Bruce loved maybe the superstructure that Tom likes, but he loved getting that first Super Bowl ring. Two things can be true at once. Tampa Bay kept the OC and Byron Leftwich. And now the defensive guy takes over as head coach. And we know that they work together well. They work together here in Arizona. We were both on the staff at the same time. So it was literally just a matter of us finding out how this is going to work. I'm interested to see, though, but I do not believe that Tom forced out Bruce Arians. I do not believe it. Like I said, I think that he's not upset that Bruce won't be back, but I don't think it was Bruce or me. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe something comes out about that. But Tom is back. They get better. So let's look at this from a different point of view. Let's bring up the teams that had good offseason and talk about some of the things that they did to make themselves better. Buffalo goes out, gets better on a defensive end. They were a playoff team. Cincinnati Bengals, sure up their offensive line for protection. They were a playoff team. Kansas City made a big trade, brought in more wide receivers. Vegas, best wide receiver in football. Sure up the defense. Chargers, help the defense, get Khalil Mack. Broncos, help everything, get Russell Wilson. Cowboys, nothing. Eagles, nothing. Washington, if you want to call again Carson Wentz, a step up, that's you. The Giants, nothing. Green Bay, re-sign their quarterback, who's the best receiver. It's like making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with no bread. The Bears, nothing. Detroit, nothing. The Saints, nothing. The Falcons, nothing. Moved off an aging quarterback. The Panthers, nothing. The Rams, constant moves. The Cardinals, nothing. Seattle, nothing. Is this thing soaking in? Tennessee, stay back. You'll get the same Tennessee. They made a move at quarterback, but they had to. We all know Mason Rudolph is garbage. I like telling you something you didn't know. And you have to think about your quarterback room. When Mr. Trubisky is the best quarterback in the quarterback room. Steady and slow used to work. Doesn't work football no more. Everything is landed to the quarterback. Everything is landed to the offense. And a lot of teams made those moves. Teams with great offenses shored up their defense. Teams with crappy offenses, shoring up your defense, doesn't help anymore. One more thing in football that was huge, changed the overtime rule. Both people can now possess the ball. So here's my question. A few years ago, I saw Tom Brady get the ball, drive down the field and score. Pat Mahomes at home. We should think about doing this, yada, yada, yada. So we kick the can down the road, or the NFL kicks the can down the road. And then we just see an incredible game. And we heard, and I said it here, poor Josh Allen. He deserved. He deserved the ball. He deserved a chance. He deserved the ball. When Mahomes did it, he didn't deserve it. That shows you just in the last 3 years how much this has slanted to offense. Back then, it was like, how cool would it have been? This year was, oh, what a shame. Rules change on, oh, what a shame. They don't change on, it would have been cool. Let that marinate in your mind. Come back and talk to Suns. Talk about the slap. Heard across the world. And at 1:45, we have Cuban Cowboy Tony Capobianco coming on. Get a quick baseball preview from him before we wrap the show. We'll do all that right here on The Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Remember, you can catch us live every single day. If you missed this show, very simple. Go to Spotify, iHeartRadio, look up The Cave Show. Make sure you download those apps on the Apple App Store or Google, anywhere you get your apps from. If you follow the show, The Cave Show is brought to you by The Sports Cave. When a new show is uploaded, you will get the alert. Go in and check it out if you missed a live broadcast. You also can find us on social media at The Sports Cave, Cave is with the K, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. And you can get me as well on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Remember, when you go to at Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook, Cave is with a K. As far as the website, we are rebuilding. Got something new for you coming out very shortly. So be patient with us. We'll have that up and going for you very, very shortly. So before we get into the Suns, I want to talk about slap heard around the world. You know the slap heard around the world. Man, Chris Rock, Will Smith, just slapped the shit out of me. Now, I have a bunch of thoughts on this. And I know this is a sports show. I get that. But you know this show by now. Every now and then, we jump off on different topics. But this topic was kind of a big topic. So, I went back. And I did some Chris Rock research. Now, I'm watching Chris Rock on different little stand-ups. And, of course, Chris Rock is everywhere now. If you go to Instagram, you get just about all of his stand-ups. And I will get off him real quick, and I'll circle right back. I went to see a comedian once, D.L. Hughley, real famous, very popular. When I got my ticket, I purposely got the ticket and row 9. Because at some point in time, he picks on rows 1 through 8. It's inevitable. It can be from what you're wearing, what you're doing, how you look, if you get up and go to the bathroom, if you drop something while he's talking, if you look like you're not paying attention, he will find something and he will roast you. And then I started thinking, well, what about the kings of comedy? What came to comedy? Steve Harvey. Mess with people in different roles. Went to see a comedian probably about a month ago, Maz Shabani, and he had Tehran who opened for him. They both went in on a guy in the front row. They went in at our table just a little, but they got us too. And so they go in on people. So I'm going to circle this back to Chris Rock. So I looked at a bunch of Chris Rock stuff. And Chris Rock, in one show at one time, went in on Britney Spears, Jay-Z, Puffy. All of them. Went on all of them. Heard another show. Went in on people in the front row. So I said, wait a second now. This couldn't have been just because a comedian made fun of someone in the audience. And then you look back to 2016, and Chris Rock went in on Jada Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Will Smith. And he wasn't throwing body shots. He was throwing haymakers. Well, then this show's around, rolls around, and he makes a joke about Jada and, you know, the rest, G.I. Jane 2, she has alopecia, has a problem going to hair. And Will Smith chuckled, and then he saw his wife's face. You know that I'm sick of this shit face. So Will took it upon himself to walk up and, as Chris Rock said, slap the shit out of him. Now, I don't know if that was a bunch of pent-up frustration for Will. He talked about being a protector. He talked about feeling like Richard Williams, protecting black women. And listen, I agree. I agree. You can say what you want, but I agree. You do have to have a level of protection, because black women get shamed a lot for hairstyles, for the way they have to wear their hair in an interview, the way they should wear their hair to look professional. I get all that. And maybe that was him letting out a bunch of frustration. But I think there's a different way to handle that. I really do. I don't think anyone is perfect. And by no means do I think there should be a bunch of backlash on Will Smith in terms of losing his Oscar, in terms of you know, getting any more reprimanded or getting any more ousted the way he's already has. I'm not down with that, and I don't agree with that. As long as Roman Polanski keep his crap, the child abuser, the sexual predator, as long as people keep going to Woody Allen movies and thinking of him as this great producer who's just doing some real ill shit, and he gets to keep his stuff, and he gets to keep his accolades. No, I'm not down with snatching anything from Will Smith at all, especially since this is the first time in 15 years that a man of color has won an Oscar for Best Lead. So no, and the Academy knows the look they'll have if they take it away. So we know that's not going to happen. But I'm thinking more future thinking, more future plan. What I don't want is for it to be the fodder of, like, the annoying-ass announcer, Janine or Jeannie or Janine or whatever she is, Janine Pirro, the judge on Fox, who basically referenced this wasn't the Ghetto Source Awards or some asinine comment like that. You know, the one whose husband went to jail for embezzlement. That Janine Pirro. So the one that was sitting on high ground, you know, I don't care that my husband went away for breaking the law, for actually really breaking the law. I don't want that fodder given. I think that was a give that look, shake his head, maybe say, yo, man, move on with the joke, whatever. And then backstage, you pull him aside and go, look, man, we've had history. I know you've made jokes about us at our expense. I know that's what you do. But this, in my opinion, isn't something that we're going to find fun. And you deal with it like that. My opinion, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just my opinion. The Academy Awards came up and said, they asked Will Smith to leave. He looked at them, said no, and sat back down. Believe me, the Academy is going to drop every to try to make themselves look good. I just think there was a better way. I just do. But I also think that the Smiths have to show a little bit tougher skin. And by that I mean Ms. Jada can't in an article come out and say, I struggled with this, I struggled with this. Now I'm comfortable with who I am. I'm comfortable about the way I look. And then get upset when a comedian cracks a joke, which tells me she's really not comfortable. And that's fine. But I don't think we can now start relegating comedians from cracking jokes. If you go to a comedy show, comedians are everything. They're rude. They're crass. They're sometimes they'll tell a joke and they'll look at the audience and go, too soon. I just don't know what their expectations were. In fact, I'll say this. Chris Rock cracked jokes on them when they weren't in the building. By him cracking jokes when they are in the building, to me, talks about the type of comedian he is because, what did he say? Say it to my face. Well, he told the joke behind the back and he told the joke in front of the face. I think something will happen over the next 2 weeks that will take media's attention, and it will be something else. I'm hoping that something was learned from this. By all parties. I will tell you this, though. Chris Rock comedy shows have sold out. And my boy Scorp said everyone is waiting to see what he says on stage. If he says anything on stage. I think everyone's waiting for that. And all we're left with when all this is said and done is a bunch of memes, a bunch of slaps, jokes, a bunch of remixes, a bunch of everything. No, I don't think it's funny that an individual is suffering from something. I don't. That sucks. I don't think it's funny that someone's ailment is the butt of a joke. But I think we have to be careful with comedians when we start saying everything is off limits, especially if the comedian didn't know the backstory. I think we have to be careful because when I look back at my favorite comedians, Richard Pryor, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, George Carlin, I think just about everything was on the table. Don Rickles, I think just about everyone was on the table. So let's be careful. And as far as the slapping goes, listen, I think you can protect your woman. I think if someone puts hands on your woman, I think if someone walks up to your woman and verbally is letting them have it, I think there's a lot of different things that you do to protect. I do. And I also believe there's some things you can do behind the scenes. And when a comedian is telling jokes, I think that's a behind the scenes. Not a Will Smith slapped the shit out of me. Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from the Girls Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Almas Schools. This is Cigars with the Cave Show, Sports Talk Radio. So the Suns last night tied the record for wins in a season with a 60-second win over the Golden State Warriors. I said they'd win 64. I think they're going to blow that out the water. But I called 64.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
And the cave is on and down with the Phoenix Suns. The Suns are rated the best clutch team in the NBA. And it's because they have two of the best clutch players on the same team in Chris Paul and Devin Booker. And I know we get inundated a lot with the four-letter and the three-letter, ESPN and Fox. So, you know, with everything Lakers, a team that's just hanging on. And I know we keep hearing, well, when LeBron gets healthy and when AD gets healthy and when this happens and when that happens and when it rains in New York, flowers grow in Texas. I get all that. They have two of the top 10 players in the NBA. Do they? The things that the Suns can do clutch time that the Lakers struggle with. And let's be honest. As great as LeBron James is, you don't want to go to free throw line at the end of a game. You can tell by the way he closes out games. Anthony Davis, outside of the bubble, his shooting is down. But there's this belief, and I know you got to have something to hold on to, that the second they get together, everything on God's earth changes. And everything will work out for them, and they will shock the world, and they will shake up the world. Two things. Now, I remember last year, when the Lakers were squarely in the playoffs before the great fall started, I remember one LeBron James saying, whoever thought of this play-in crap should be fired. Well, that's how they got in last year. And guess what? That's how they're going to get in this year. They so want to get in this playoff game, they are going to attempt to roll LeBron James out tomorrow night. He's not even with the team now. He was sent home to get treatment today and hopes they'll be ready for Friday. He is out today with hopes he'll be ready for Friday. The Phoenix Suns are 31-6 on the road. On the road. They are 30.5 games up on the Lakers. And all we hear about is, well, last year, before AD got hurt, they were really giving it to the Suns. Let me clear up all this revisionist history. Chris Paul was hurt. And the Suns still won. They still eliminated the Lakers. Well, when LeBron and AD are healthy, when they're healthy, they're just a team that can knock the Suns off. When they're healthy, they can take anybody. When they're healthy, they will definitely be able to. Who's going to guard AD? Do you really think that DeAndre Ayton can match up with AD? Because he did in the playoffs for the first two out of the first three games. Well, let me share something with everyone, with their revisionist history. Earlier in the season, the Suns played the Lakers. And they ended up winning by 10. But at one point, they were up by 27. it's the infamous Lakers make a fake comeback at the end, but the Suns still win by 10 because they were up by 27. I'm going to repeat that. They were up by 27. And looking at the Lakers roster that night, the only person that didn't play because of injury was Kendrick Nunn. AD played 38 minutes, 6 of 18. And the only reason he got 22 points is because he was paraded to the free throw line 11 times. Russell Westbrook, 6 of 15. LeBron James, 8 of 18. So I'm going to help you with this math here. That means that those big three went 20 of 51 from the field. Full strength. Carmelo played 25 minutes. Anthony Davis, 38. LeBron James, 37. Russell Westbrook, 35. They still had Rondo. He played 14. Avery Bradley played 21. Malik Monk played 17 minutes. That's full strength. In L.A., don't be fooled. Do not the four-letter lie to you. Do not. Do not let the three-letter lie to you. Do not let the fanboys on those networks lie to you. The Suns are a better team. And last night, they clinched a tie for their best record. Here's Coach Monty after the game last night and the win over the Warriors.
Well, I told our guys, you know, we win pretty, we can win ugly. The bottom line is we win, you know. And the conversation I just had with DeAndre is the conversation that, you know, needs to be had at times. Like he thought he didn't play that well because he was 7 for 17, and I only showed him like part of the stat sheet, and then I slid my hand down and showed him where he had 16 rebounds, and he goes, oh, I said, yeah, that's how you win. So even on nights when you don't shoot the ball well, you can find ways to affect the game, whether it's executing down the stretch, figuring out the angle of the screen so Chris and Book can get to the basket, 50-50 balls, whatever it is, like you just figure it out so that you can get the win. And to be able to, you know, win that game and tie the franchise record says a lot about what our players commit to every single day. You know, the execution down the stretch, we work on that stuff all the time. And in those moments, they all looked over to the sideline. They knew exactly what we were doing, and it made a difference down the stretch. So I'm unbelievably proud of our players and our staff, and I'm proud to, you know, be a part of the Suns history in this way.
My favorite line, doesn't matter if you win pretty, doesn't matter if you win ugly, you just win. I love this quote from Chris Paul.
Listen, man, when you're out here playing basketball, especially against elite teams like that, you ain't playing checkers, you're playing chess. You know what I mean? So it's a thinking game. You can't just be running around out there like this ain't no pickup game.
Come up here, one. Bring a chair.
So we just, it's just all strategy.
Closer. Mid-jumper. Fizz off in the lane. Put the game away. They put the game away. And when he said, I got room for you, one, Devin Booker was joining. And then you start talking about playing with Devin Booker and what it's like to play with him on a team that's winning and how important Booker is to this team.
It's the best thing ever, to tell you the truth. For me, knowing him since before his rookie year, playing against him for years, and now getting a chance for him to be my teammate and to know that he's a killer and he did everything you could possibly do to get on this stage. You know what I mean? And now I think everybody else in the world getting to see what we knew already, but sometimes you just need a few other pieces or whatnot to get that opportunity. And I remember that. I remember, like, my first couple years in the league and not being in the playoffs or whatnot and just thriving, and I'm glad that I just get to be a part of it with him.
I'm going to tell you why this team wins. They're one team. They stick together. They're happy for each other. They celebrate each other. They celebrate everyone's success. There have been so many times where Chris has said, I've yelled at Mikal Bridges for not shooting the ball. This team wants everyone to succeed. They are one team. They're also one team that loves to pick on each other.
It's grown, man. I'm telling you. You play in this league for a long time. Some people are just your teammates. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, yeah, I played with that dude. You know, but I, regardless what happens, you would have seen the way we were with Javon Carter. You would have seen the way we were when T. Craig got traded back to us. You know what I mean? We all was on FaceTime right away. Only person on our team I probably won't really fool with when we get done is Mikal Bridges. He's a bad guy. Yeah, he is a horrible human being. Hey.
You gotta love that. They just constantly mess with each other. I said it when the season started. I'm not backing down. You have to prove me wrong. You have to prove me wrong. This is the most complete team in the NBA. Prove me wrong. And when it comes to Mikal Bridges, the NBA is looking for ways to steal his defensive player of the year. Now we're starting to talk about all these other people that should possibly be defensive player of the year. All these other people, all of a sudden, their names popping up. Do we really give it to a wing player? What about what Marcus Smart does? Look at how Boston is now catching up and has a chance to win the East because of what Marcus Smart does. Let me repeat this again for everyone that can't hear this, or rather everyone that can't wrap their arms around reality. The Phoenix Suns are 62-14. The Miami Heat, who are the best team in the East right now, it's 49-28. The Suns are 14 games better. There is no one on the Heat with their current assignment that's doing more than what a Suns player has done. Boston being 47-30, there's no one on their team that's done what Mikal Bridges has done. Nobody. There's nobody that's outcoached Monty. There's nobody that's made better deals than James Jones. There's nobody that's more clutch than Booker and Chris Paul. There's no way that Jason Tatum, he's in that conversation for MVP. Look at what Boston's doing lately. Look at what Phoenix has done consistently. Well, look at the way Luka's closing. The Suns are 14.5 games better than Dallas. I don't give a damn what Luka's done with the closing. Look at what Phoenix has done to them all year, considering they haven't lost to them. But we want to talk all this other nonsense. There's a saying that we used to always say, and I'm sure you heard it, miss me with the BS. Any award that goes to anyone that does not have the Suns logo on their jersey is the media hating on Phoenix because they don't create all the drama and the news that the Lakers do, or that Boston did earlier. They're not fighting each other like the Miami Heat. They're not doing none of that nonsense. You know what they are doing? They're winning, and they're doing that consistently. Giving my final four picks before we go off the air. Right now, I've got to have my man on, the one and only, listen, hardest working man I know. He's actually covering a baseball game, and we're going to talk baseball here for about 5 to 10 minutes. My dude, the one, the only Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. By the way, you are so right about the media not giving the Suns enough credit, because I feel the same way with Miami Heat.
They
get their stuff together. Nobody says anything. They get a little brouhaha. Now it's on all five ESPN shows.
That's the way it goes, man.
No worries.
Drama.
You'll get your due
drama
in the playoffs because you'll get to do in the playoffs because everyone in the playoffs fights to avoid the wrath of Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, that's a whole other story that I won't even get into. Listen, I want to get into something. I know you were covering the Angels today, and I know we're coming up to the end of the show, but I want to talk about that. The Ohtani rule. I like the Ohtani rule. So if he's pitching, because it's universal DH now, so if he's pitching and he's hitting, he can then just slide to the DH if he comes out as a pitcher so he can stay in the game as a hitter. What do you think about that rule?
It's good for him because he's essentially playing two different positions. He's on the game as a pitcher, but he's also on the game as a DH, so his status as a pitcher does not affect his status as a DH, which I think is proper. And anyone can do it. The Diamondbacks felt like if they had a better hitter with Madison Bumgarner than any DH, they could do the same thing with him. Have Matt Bum on the bump and as a DH, and he'd still be fine.
Well, the Diamondbacks may not have a better hitter than Madison Bumgarner, but that's a whole other story. So baseball got going. Obviously, and it's the lockout. Spring training is going. You've been out there. I know that I'll be out there on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that they would get this thing worked out and still be able to get all 162 in?
I thought for months that they were going to treat this the same way every middle school, high school student treats a project. It's due within months, wait till the last week or the last day, and then do it. Problem was we were starting to get nervous. They're like, oh my god, this might go to March because of all this rumblings that they don't care about April so much, so they'll gladly like get rid of a month just to screw the players. Somehow it was a pleasant surprise that they got it together so quickly and that we got a great spring training. I'm glad, that's the thing I'm happy about the most, that we did not miss spring training because it's the best preseason in sports and Arizona is the best state for spring training.
Agreed. Online, the one, only Tony Capobianco, Cuban Cowboy. Tony, who's your pick coming out of the National League? If you had to pick someone coming out, who would it be? And then who's your pick in the American League coming out?
I would say the Dodgers. I can see the Dodgers making the World Series again. But what's interesting about the National League is that every team that you thought was going to be really good has some holes of their own. Story-wise, you want the Cardinals to make it because you're going to have Yadier Molina, Adam Wainwright, and Albert Pujols all playing the last season together and also being solid. The Braves are still really good, and whatever losses they had, they made up for it with their additions, especially with Matt Olson. And the Dodgers have one of the best lineups in baseball, but they're going to go out there with Andrew Heaney, Cody Gossman, the back end of the rotation. So they're seems to be tricky. But I think the team that is in the best position to make moves in July is going to be the team that makes the World Series. And
what
the
about
American
the
League?
League?
I still believe the Rays can make a move as long as they don't go into the playoffs as rookie pitchers again. That was the reason why they didn't make the World Series last year. But the Angels, if Ohtani can pitch like a Cy Young guy, he was a solid pitcher last year. He was a Cy Young guy this year. And Syndergaard has a great comeback team. And their hitting stays healthy. They can finally make the playoffs and probably make the World Series. But there's always the Toronto Blue Jays who are loaded up. They lose one Cy Young guy, they get back another. And the Yankees can make a move, but I don't think they're going to make it past the first round again. So really, I think Angels and I think Rays. And maybe the White Sox could surprise as well.
Well, I'm with you with the Dodgers. My only concern about the Dodgers is this. Who's going to be the role guy? When you have that many starters, that many stars all batting, and we all know someone has to be the role guy, who's going to be the guy that's going to sacrifice some of his batting average to get a guy over to the other side of the field? Who's going to be the guy that sacrifices and says, I really should be batting .500, but I'm going to go ahead and bat .800? I mean, who's going to make the sacrifice? And I'm not saying they won't.
The role guy might be Max Muncy because he is imagine taking like your classic DH, like big body power hitter DH, and putting him in any position in the infield and trust him. I saw him play in a first baseman, a second baseman, and a third baseman. The only thing they haven't tried him out was shortstop, but they don't need to because they got Trey Turner. That guy can play anywhere. He can be anywhere in the lineup, and he can get you all-star numbers. So there's your guy. The question of who's going to sacrifice, doesn't look like anyone even needs to sacrifice because they got all the versatility in the world and all the depth that they need. Chris Taylor is one of the it's becoming an underrated trade for him now. That guy could play anywhere. It was an infielder turn outfield. So there's very, as far as like the field and the lineup goes, there are very few holes, if any. My concern would be their bullpen without Kenley Jansen and their starting pitching, which is now more top heavy for where they have so much everyone. Like they're not going to throw in David Price, not starter anymore. Andrew Heaney is in consideration of the rotation. And there's always a question of, will they welcome back Trevor Bauer when he eventually gets past whatever discipline he gets?
Yeah.
He's not going to jail. So he's basically their version of Deshaun Watson. And once the suspension, because they can't keep doing this thing where they keep pushing back the administrative leave. Eventually, they're going to drop down to a finite number, and then they'll bring him back. And if they do that, and he pitches well, then that's a big bump to their chances.
I'm with you on them. I think they're going to get there. I'm also with you. It was the fourth team you said, and maybe this is a home run me, but I like the White Sox. I think there's maybe one more pitcher they could go after. I do like Lance Lynn. I think Giolito's great. Dylan Cease, Dallas Keuchel. But when they get to 4-5 with Kopech and Keuchel, that worries me a little bit. So I love the batting. I love the batting completely. Love the batting with, Grandal and Abreu and Moncada and Jimenez, Luis Roberts. I love it. So I'm with you there. Listen, though, before we get out of here because the clock is going to hit us, 1 minute, who wins March Madness Final Four?
Well, if my Wildcats can't win it, then I guess I'll go with the other ones, Villanova.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you mine. I waited to the end. I honestly believe Duke's going to win. I really do. I love Villanova a lot, but those two injuries they have, I just don't think it's enough to get by Kansas. And the team I'd want to win would either be UNC or Kansas. And Kansas, only because I've never rooted for them in my life, but they have an ASU transfer on that team that did a portal transfer in Remy Martin. And Remy is such a good kid. I'd love to see him, walk out as a champion. But something in me tells me the old dude down in Duke is going to pull it out and walk away from the game to get the title.
What does it say that Remy Martin had to leave Arizona State to find success?
It does, you know what it says? It says him and other five. Don't get me started. Because when five guys go in the portal in basketball, that's a problem. So don't get me started. I don't have enough time to get started. So don't get me started. I get – I don't have enough time to get started. You're trying to get me started. So we ain't going to do that today.
I thought you were doing that with me with the Final Four pick.
No. I was just talking about the Final Four. I have something on ASU hoops, ASU football. I'm glad to see the ladies hired a coach. But yeah, don't get me started. I get enough hate mail already that I'm really not alum. I really didn't go there. I talk about them too much. I call the Vegas Bowl the Sun Devil Invitational because it's the only bowl game they can ever get to. So I catch enough heat.
I think we can make a popular podcast, just you and I ragging about our alma maters.
So, don't get me started. Tell everyone your IG, bro.
Arizona State. Who wins? None of us.
At least you guys get to the tournament. I'd rather get disappointed in the tournament.
Yes, my Wildcats are like every cartoon villain. The plan will work for like 5 seconds, and then we'll go down.
Dude, I take that. We're freaking Wile E. Coyote. It always blows up on us. We should stop shopping at the Acme department store. So I'm done. But give everyone your IG, bro.
If you follow me on Instagram at Tony Capobianco, Tony_Capobianco, and you can follow me on Twitter at Tony M Capo, and you expect more baseball content from me in the near future.
All right, my brother. I appreciate you, and be safe, enjoy the games, and we'll catch up. We'll get more. We'll do more baseball as the season goes on.
All right, sounds good.
All right, bro. Thank you. That's my guy, the one only Tony Capobianco. He tried to get me in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble today. It's just not going to happen. Not going to happen. Listen, that last segment was brought to you by Scout and Sellers Wine Consultant Tina Calhoun. Tired of wines with sugars, additives, preservatives, all that crap that makes you feel like crap. Get with her. She will set up a taste testing for you. Got to slow down. It's harder to say than you think. Give her a call. 602-410-4821. Tina Calhoun. Down Fellas Wine Consultant. Big thanks to Madros for hosting us like they do all the time every Thursday. A lot of good stuff coming up over the next week. The start of baseball. Oh, and I was right before I get out of here. I told you the mayor of New York and the council people in New York and the politicians of New York were not going to shut the Yankees out for opening day. New York didn't give a damn about the Brooklyn Nets. So Kyrie Irving was a benefactor because of the Yankees. There is no way they were sitting Yankee on opening day because of a COVID vaccine. Was not happening. So all those people yelling, they finally let Kyrie play. They don't have a damn thing to do with Kyrie. Has to do with the Yankees. Kyrie played for the Knicks. He would play a long time ago. New York City Council and the New York City politicians will never screw with the Yankees and the Knicks. Don't go down about the Nets. As far as they're concerned, the Nets are still playing in Jersey. That's my biggest I told you so. So they will benefit because of the Yankees. A lot of good stuff coming up for you guys. Please make sure you're following us on social media at SportsCave, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Caves with K. Get me directly on the Twitter, PLR on Sports. Like I was saying, big thanks to Maduros. Really appreciate it. Ron always taking care of us. We'll be back here next Thursday, obviously, but we will have shows every day live at 1. If you miss it there, obviously go to Spotify or iHeartRadio. Follow the Cave Show. It's brought to you by the Sports Cave. Of course, that's with the K. Until the next show, everyone, be safe. Take care of each other. Final four this weekend. On Monday, you know we'll have the complete preview of the championship game. Until then, we will see you tomorrow. Be safe. It's the Cave Show. PLR, Temps, bring us home.